From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Good Friday afternoon. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms gathered with demonstrators last night who were protesting racism, police violence, and the killing of George Floyd. Bottoms told the crowd that she'll continue to work with them, but that the protests need to have a clear focus.
We are in the midst of a movement in this country, but it's going to be incumbent upon all of us to be able to get together and articulate more than our anger.
The mayor's appearance came on the seventh straight night of protests in the city following Floyd's death in Minnesota last week. Besides Atlanta, more protests are taking place today, including in Duluth, Suwanee, and Lilburn. Atlanta will be under an earlier curfew this evening, which starts at 8 o'clock and lifts at sunrise. That curfew will remain in effect throughout the weekend. Three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery will stand trial for murder in Superior Court. A Brunswick judge made that ruling after an initial hearing on Thursday. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
A small crowd gathered to hear District Attorney Joyette Holmes announce the judge's decision from the courthouse steps.
Judge Harrell did find that there was probable cause to bind over the charges of all three defendants for the felony murder of Ahmaud Arbery.
In a full day of testimony, Georgia Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Richard Dial added detail to the well-known story. Arbery was jogging. Two men suspected him of recent break-ins, so they confronted him. One of them shot Arbery in the ensuing struggle. In court, Dial described in detail how Gregory and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan allegedly attempted to corral Arbery in their neighborhood with their pickup trucks.
I believe Mr. Arbery was being pursued, and he ran until he couldn't run anymore, and it was turning back to a man with a shotgun or fight with his bare hands against a man with a shotgun, and he chose to fight.
Dial also testified that according to Bryan, after the shooting, Travis McMichael used an expletive and then the N-word to refer to Arbery. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Brunswick.
Around 5% of Georgians have been tested for the coronavirus, and for at-risk communities, testing can be hard to find. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The Daybreak Center in Macon is an oasis for the homeless community, with laundry, meals, showers, computers. Jeff Batcher serves on the board of DePaul USA, the Catholic organization that runs the day shelter. He says Daybreak clients have been hitting a wall with drive-up virus testing.
We kept getting, well, you must be in a car, you must be in a car. And then I had to say, well, what part of homelessness don't you understand?
So Batcher asked Mercer University to bring coronavirus testing to the center. They're set up in the backyard.
It's going to be fine. You're going to do good.
But it's not painful.
It's not painful, no.
Sister Teresa Sullivan is Daybreak's director. She says her clients are at unique risk for the virus.
People live very closely together, and the ability for it to spread much quicker in our population is higher than the normal population.
Plus, people come from all over town to hang out at Daybreak. It's a congregate setting. What's up in the air is what will happen should a homeless person test positive.
You know, we could have a person that has a tent and can isolate and will isolate for 14 days.
Sullivan says others may be squatting in abandoned houses.
And so maybe it's like, okay, if you're in a house that all you're missing is food, can you stay there and us bring you food?
Sister Teresa says every situation and solution is going to be different. But first, her clients need to know if they carry the virus in the first place. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And for more news and updates, go to our website, gpbnews.org. I'm Taylor Gant, and this is GPB.